Keeping with our international theme this morning, fresh from an appearance on Good Morning America, I understand, Chris Taylor from the Chasen Network. G'day, Chris.
Very good morning. I only talk to American breakfast shows now. I've got a bit too big for you, Ross. Can we keep this brief? I've got Katie Couric on the line.
What are you blokes doing? Apparently it was the Trojan horse sketch made an appearance. Is that right?
It did. Look, I haven't seen the footage myself, but I'm led to believe that the Good Morning America program ran the Trojan horse prank that we did a couple of weeks back. And pretty much within 2 minutes, we had a bigger audience than we've had all year combined in Australia. Well, you know, in Australia, we're buried late on a Friday night. In America, we're prime time. I think we'll all be moving next year.
Those wacky Australians, they would have said. It has been a big week for you, of course, Chris, with Chaz making an appearance in the courts and handled himself quite reasonably, apparently.
Yes, he didn't do too badly. We're sorry that Daryl Hare wasn't officiating the case. He could have got an earlier forfeit. But it was just what they call, you know, the first appearance. As I mentioned, he pleaded not guilty. And it was genuinely surprised by the media from.
Was he just? Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
He was. But Chaz is one of these people that kind of, without sort of dissing him altogether, he's not the most spontaneous person in the world. So having run the gauntlet of the press into the court, rather than focus on the case once he was inside, all he could think about was, what will I say to the media when I come outside?
Well, so he was a little bit distracted, was he?
He was just focusing on his grabs. Yeah. You know, he was paying top silks lots of money to consult him about what to say to the media when he comes out. He just came up with some lame football analogy when he came up. The best he could do, I think he needs new writers.
Yeah, I think he does, right? Yeah. That was it. Now, just before we let you go, Dan Craig he didn't break the news, but he informed our listener earlier on this morning the very, very sad news that Jennifer Hawkins has bailed out of her Year 12 formal appearance with poor old Daniel Dibley.
Gee, women can be cruel.
Can't they?
What a hussy.
I mean,
she leads him on. He's bought the corsage especially. He's hired the limo. Then she just jilts him at the altar at the 11th hour. I think this is very poor form. And look, I don't know if we can retrospectively remove Miss Universe sashes and crowns, but this is not the kind of behaviour one expects of a Miss Universe.
How will she feel when the pictures come through of Daniel Dibley sitting in the corner at his year, and he's a school captain as well, so how embarrassing.
Oh.
Sitting in the corner at his school formal without a date.
Oh, God, he's gone from the king of the school to the absolute dud, the loser, sitting there alone. I think you've got to hit the talkback lines this morning. If there's any girls in Canberra this morning willing to rescue him from this embarrassing predicament, give us a call now. Because, I mean, what other girls would be available? I'm just trying to think.
Virginia Jones?
Virginia Jones obviously would love to share the limo with an ice bucket, but no, I'm thinking Simone Warne any of the old Blakely twins.
Maybe one of the, either, because look, there hasn't been much publicity lately about the girls who front the early morning TV shows, so maybe there's something there.
Oh, yes.
Doyle, young Doyley or Rowie?
Rowie. Isn't Rowie an unfortunate...
Yeah, actually, I don't know. That might not be...
No, I wouldn't take Rowie to a school formal.
No, you're dead. You're dead right. Chris, looking forward to the show tonight, mate. What time is it tonight?
Look, tonight's show is a bit of a mess. Don't watch.
Okay.
Not a good one tonight. You know, sometimes I come on and I'm quite happy to plug the show. Not tonight.
All right.
Check out the footy on Channel 9.
All right, mate. Good on you. Thanks, Chris.
See ya.
Bye-bye. Chris Taylor from the Chasen Network. Gee, I hope... hope Tim Gavely's bosses don't hear him bagging his own show there.
Sometimes works in reverse, doesn't it, Ross?
Does.